Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Okay, we have been talking about the description of God in Islam and description of God in the Gospel and the perfect form of worship our Creator requires that we give Him. And I want you to know, to emphasize, that the Quran mentions that the form of worship that God requires we give Him is performance of religious duties, such as fasting, praying, giving of our monies, going to the place of worship, etc. Now, share with your Muslim friend that this is not the perfect form of worship that God desires that we give Him. Why? Because it is possible for someone to perform all the religious duties and at the same time, his heart and mind is not dedicated to God. Believers can try to obey God and serve Him out of wrong motives, such as prospect of reward, they want to make money, or pride, they want the people to praise them. Now, share with your Muslim friend that God knows that our mere performance of religious duties does not necessarily mean that we are submitting our lives completely to Him. And share with him that Jesus revealed to us and taught us what is the most perfect form of worship God desires we give Him. A Jewish man asked Jesus, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind." Jesus taught us that this is the perfect form of worship God desires that we give Him. It makes sense because it means giving God our emotions, our thoughts, our will, our goals, and giving ourselves totally to Him and living to please Him every day of our lives. Now, last program, we start talking about the conclusion of this topic. The God whom the gospel reveals to us has the most wonderful character and the most wonderful, beautiful heart. He is absolutely perfect. One, He passionately reveals His magnificent love for us through Jesus' life, words, and death on the cross. Two, He made it possible for us to become His adopted children through faith in Jesus. Three, He made it possible for us to feel and experience His fatherly love within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who indwells us. It certainly makes sense that God, our Creator, has the most loving heart and the wonderful, perfect character. Only the Bible reveals God's awesome character. The third thing, God, as Jesus revealed Him, made it possible for us to give Him perfect worship as a natural response to what God has done for us, doing in us right now through the Holy Spirit, and is doing for us right now through all His promises that He will be with us and He will forgive us when we sin and shall do for us forever as His children. The true follower of Jesus can sincerely tell God, "There is no limit to the potential of my love for you. I want to love you, seek you, obey you, serve you, and know you every day of my life." I can genuinely and easily say, I am in love with God. God is worthy of my thoughts, affections, my emotions, and my life. God, as Jesus revealed him, made it possible for me to willingly and joyfully submit my life to him and obey him. When I think about God and spend some time with him, I find myself drawn to him with the most irresistible attraction. God's love captures my heart. I can agree with the Apostle Paul when he said, Christ's love controls me. God's love compels me to forget myself and joyfully submit my life, even as a slave in God's hand. I become his slave not to get something from him, but because I fell in love with him. As I mentioned to you before, I grew up in a rich family in Egypt. I used to ask my parents to do or buy things for me. Then God called me to go to America in 1980. I remember that after I came to America, my parents came to visit me every year. They would ask me before they come, what would you like us to bring you? In the first few years, I used to ask for money, clothes, certain food items. After I lived in America alone for a few years, I had a chance to appreciate their love toward me. As I thought about the generous way they treated me, the care, the love they gave me, they did everything perfect parents could have done for their son. After a few years, I realized their strong love toward me, and I fell in love with them in a much deeper way. So they asked me again, we are coming in a couple of months. What do you want us to bring you? Immediately, I replied, I do not want you to bring me anything. I just want to spend time with you, and I want to take you to Disneyland. I want to take you to many places in America. My father, I want to take you to spend some time in a jacuzzi. They almost said, this is Sammy we are talking with. I realized that in the same way, God's love toward me, it changed me, as it is changing me every day. I fall in love with him more deeply every day, more than the day before. And my greatest desire is to please him. Now you can realize that only the description of the gospel is the true description of God, because only the gospel made it possible for me to experience the love of God and to fall in love with God and to give God all my life. Now, one of the beautiful changes I want to share with you, all people are naturally inclined to focus on themselves. Therefore, they are unable to love God as they should. They can't give perfect love to other people, even to those who are closest to them. All people need to receive more love that is genuine. People are thirsty for love. My friend, when you experience God's passionate love for you, personally, your heart and soul will be satisfied. You will grow in your capacity to genuinely love other people, regardless of the love that you receive from them. And you will grow in your love toward God. Now, I invite you to pray with me. God, I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, I forsake my sins right now. God, I put my faith in Jesus, that he paid the penalty for my sins. God, I ask you to forgive me for everything wrong I did because of what Jesus has done for me. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a child of God. God, thank you for your passionate love toward me. Help me to live according to your will every day. In Jesus' name, I pray. If you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to rejoice with you and send you some free materials. And I will be happy to give you any advice I can.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.